I got involved with Iditarod when I was younger, followed it through the internet and mainly the newspaper. And I came up for my first Iditarod as a fan, I believe 2006, 2007. And I witnessed the start and pretty much fell in love with the race and all the dogs. And then I was I did a rider 1 year, and then I was a tag sled driver, and then I handled for GB Jones in 2010, and then I started running some shorter races, and then finally qualified for Iditarod. And then my rookie year was 2013, and then I did the next 6 years, so I did a total of 7 Iditarods, and that's it. I am here today and involved with Iditarod because I love dogs, and it's amazing to see what these dogs have done through the years for me and for other mushers, and also going to the checkpoints and seeing people that you've met several years ago. And this year I wanted to volunteer as a race judge so I can pretty much pay back for all the help that everybody else has helped me throughout the years. And I will definitely continue either being a race judge or getting back out on the trail with my team in the future. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was finishing my first Iditarod in 2014. And the reason was is I put in an amazing amount of time and money into it, raising puppies from obviously yearlings and then seeing them grow throughout the first few years and just putting all the time with each individual dog and seeing them excel and get down the trail and to finish the race is definitely an amazing accomplishment. And yeah. What I know for sure in life is I will always have dogs. And the reason is because they make me happy, and dogs are always happy. They never complain, and they motivate me to just continue to keep on living my life. And if I'm a part of theirs, which I know I am, and they're a part of mine, we're a complete set.